Lecture 1, Life in the 18th Century Illustrated by the Career of John Wesley, Part 2. For years he seems to have traveled constantly on horseback, but later in life he made use of a post chaise. The distances he covered are almost incredible. Here is an extract from his journal dated August 7, 1759, when he was in his 54th year. After preaching at 4 because of the harvest, I took horse and rode easily to London. Indeed, I wanted a little rest, having rode in 7 months about 420 miles. As we have seen, Wesley often read as he rode, and this practice taught him the value of a slack rein. I asked myself, how is it no horse stumbles when I am reading? No account can possibly be given but this, because I throw the reins on his back. I then set myself to observe, and I aver that in riding about 100,000 miles, I scarce remember any horse, except two that would fall head over heels anyway, to fall or to make a considerable stumble when I rode with a slack rein. To fancy, therefore, that a tight rein prevents stumbling is a capital blunder. I have repeated the trial more than most men in the kingdom can do. A slack rein will prevent stumbling if anything will, but in some horses nothing can. But all his rides were not so leisurely, and I will read you an account of a ride in Wales. He started from Shrewsbury at 4 a.m., and at 2 in the afternoon was 42 or 3 miles off, preaching in the marketplace at Llanidloes. He and his companions then rode to Fountainhead, where he hoped to lodge. But Mr. B, being unwilling, they remounted at 7 p.m. and rode on to Ross Fair. They missed the track and found themselves at the edge of a bog and had to be put on to the right road. Again they missed their way, it being 9:30. They did not find Ross Fair till between 11 and 12. When they were in bed, the ostler and a miner had a ride on their beasts, and in the morning Wesley found his mare bleeding like a pig in the stable with a wound behind. This was on July 24th. On the 27th he was at Pembroke. I rested that night, having not quite recovered my journey from Shrewsbury to Ross Fair. He was in his 62nd year. The dangers of travel were considerable, and one of the most remarkable facts in regard to Wesley was that he was never molested by highwaymen, who literally swarmed in England throughout the 18th century. They were often in league with the postboys, many of whom were highwaymen themselves. When Wesley was 76 years of age, he writes, "Just at this